It don't hurt to testify every now and then. We need that. Young people, that are all you young people that are saved, listen, don't go through life and not testify. Don't go through service after service without ever thanking God for saving you. Amen. Giving glory to the Lord or asking for a prayer request. Amen. Be vocal. Learn to be vocal. Amen. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Here in God's house is the place where if we can't be vocal here, we sure ain't going to be vocal out there. God wants us to be vocal out there. So if we're going to do that, we need to be vocal in here. Amen. Bless the Lord. Listen, I thank God for these testimonies. I want to read you something in Revelation 19. And maybe the Lord will let me come back to this, but I thank God for the testimonies. This Bible right here, listen, it's not just a book or one book. It's 66 books written by different men at different times. And do you know the purpose for these books? The purpose of these books is to reveal God's Son to us. To reveal God's Son to the world. And that's what the book of Revelation means, a revealing. The revelation, the revealing of Christ. The rapture is a revealing to the church, but then we call the second coming, what you say, the second, when he comes back, every eye shall see him, and we come back with him, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He will reveal himself to the world. In chapter 19, it begins to speak about the judgment of the great whore. We've got Babylon the Great is destroyed in chapter number 18, and you know the tribulation is winding down fast, and the Bible says, and I want to show you some things that God reveals to us about His Son in Revelation 19. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. This is what's known as the great Alleluia cry. And it sounds out four times here, this voice of much people in heaven. It's God's people, by the way. Say Alleluia and salvation and glory. Look at verse 3. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. He's talking about, you know, this judgment of the great whore. And they've seen this. They've seen all, and it means Hallelujah, or praise the Lord. When you say Alleluia or Hallelujah In the mountains, we say hallelujah. But it means praise the Lord. And so look at, here it is again. Verse 1, verse 3, verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, hallelujah. Verse 6, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You need to remember that the next time the devil tries to make you think that he's in control or that he's going to have his way. You need to remember Revelation 19 and the end of verse number 6. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. That's who he is. Now, the Lord God omnipotent. I don't want to go past verse 1, verse 2, and I can't give you all this tonight. I don't want to wear you out. That's why I said maybe the Lord will let me come back to this. But in verse number 1, when they say hallelujah, salvation. See, that's him. That is of his power to give salvation. He is salvation. And glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. This is the first thing he recognizes him in Revelation 19. He is the Lord our God. The Lord our God. The one that brings salvation. The one that gets glory and honor and has power. Now look what it said in verse 2. For true and righteous are his judgments. For true and righteous are his judgments. Now listen, the Bible calls him faithful and true. Faithful and true. And his name, listen, is goes right together with, I guess you could say, his character, his person. I mean, this is who he is. He is true and righteous are his judgments. Listen. He has to be that way. That's who he is. He cannot be any other way. That's who he is. True and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Now, the Bible goes on and tells us this. So we see he's the Lord our God. But now, let's go on down. The Lord God omnipotent in verse number 6. Do you know what omnipotent means? It means all powerful. Omni, or all. Potent is the last part of that. When you get something that's potent, you think that's the power or the strength of it. It's potent. He is omnipotent. All powerful. All powerful. What did Jesus say at the cross? He had all power in heaven and earth was given unto him. There's not an enemy that shall not be brought under his feet. He is the Lord God omnipotent that reigneth. Here he is saying, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He is the reigning, all-powerful Lord God. That's who Jesus Christ is. Amen? He is the reigning, all-powerful God. Amen? Now, he's talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him for the marriage of the Lamb. That's who he is. He is the Lamb. He has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what the marriage supper is called, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. The true sayings of God. Now, when you see God speak of him, of his actions, of his person, of all he is, of his work, of his righteousness, of his judgment, of his power, of his creation. I mean, all that he is true. Now, what does it mean to be true? Well, it's the exact opposite of false. I mean, the devil would like to make claim to a lot of things, but he's false. And he is a lie. But all of these are the true sayings of God. The marriage supper of the Lamb has come. That's a true saying of God. I mean, it's finally here. Amen? That's the true sayings of God. And the saints are robed in white. That's the righteousness of the saints. Amen? Of the wife of the bride. That's what he's talking about here. And these are the true sayings of God. I'm telling you what, when you really grab hold of that and you understand it is going to happen. It's as true going to happen as his first coming happened. Amen? Now, there are those that would like to think, you know, Brother Jerry Lee, when we take our last breath and hit the floor, that's the rapture, or that's when the marriage supper happens for us, and they do all this. That's some of the craziest thinking I've ever heard in my life. This is a great event that's going to take place right at the end of the tribulation that will usher in the 1,000-year reign. Amen. While they're suffering, we'll be celebrating. Amen. While the world is being turned upside down, while Israel's eyes are being opened, Jacob's trouble is taking place. You and I are going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. So, the Bible said, let's look at some things about him. In Revelation 19, verse 11, also in verse 22, chapter 22, verse 5, he rides a white horse. And now listen. It doesn't give any explanation in prophecy if this was a symbol like the pale horse and the red horse and all the black, all them over in, what was it, Revelation 4 or 5? He identifies what those things mean. But this white horse, it's a white horse. It's a white horse he's riding. Are you listening? There's nothing on down through the verse that says, and the white horse he rode upon was this. It doesn't say that. And if it was going to be anything different than a white horse, he'd tell us what it is. That's the way God does in prophecy. When he saw the metallic man in the book of Daniel, he went on down and explained every part of the metallic man and what each part of him meant. There were the different kingdoms of the earth, from Babylon on down. Amen? And so he explains those things. He sees beasts in the book of Daniel. One's up on one side with his paw up, and I mean, it's got horns, and he explains every bit what those are, those kingdoms and kings and the Antichrist behind. Are you listening to me? All these things, he explains the prophecy. But here, there is no explanation for this white horse. He said he rides a white horse. Amen? And he comes from heaven. I believe that. Amen? He's going to come from heaven. Verse 11, he's called faithful and true. He makes war in righteousness. He judges in righteousness. Look at verse 12. His eyes are as a flame of fire, and he has many crowns on his head. Well, he should. He's the King of Kings. He has many crowns upon his head. And his body is clothed, listen, in verse 13, in a vesture dipped in blood. And he has three names revealed here. A name that no man knows in verse number 12. That's his name, a name that no man knows. And then it says in 13, the Word of God. And then it says, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in verse 16. Amen? I mean, think about what God, I mean, this is the second coming of Christ. This is when you and I come back with Him. The tribulation's over and Christ is now revealing Himself to the world. And you and I are with Him. We have been in heaven. We've been to the marriage. We cried, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to Him. Amen. We worshiped Him. I mean, we've really got to worship Him. Amen. Maybe even for the first time, like we really wanted to, Brother Mike. Amen. Now, we sometimes, you can get excited down here, get pretty happy. But I thought, listen, yeah, it's going to be a little different up yonder. This flesh, it ain't going to be in the way. Hey, listen, there'll be no frog in your throat saying, you just sit there and be quiet. That thought won't even enter your mind. Are you listening to me? No, there'll be something about you that'll cause you to beller out, I mean, to the highest that you could possibly let go. And you're going to say, hallelujah to the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen. He's coming back. This is the revelation. This is not the rapture. He's already got us. This is the revelation. But God wants to reveal His Son to the world. And listen, we see Him. We see Him. Look how we see Him. We're praising Him. We see Him as He that marries us. We see Him as the Lamb. We see Him as the Avenger of blood. Amen? of the blood of his servants. We see him that is true and righteous in his judgments. Amen? We see him that is the Lord God omnipotent, the Lamb. We see him. Amen. All these things. We see him as Jesus. We see him as faithful and true. We see him as the Word of God. They see him. They see him on a white horse, and faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. They see him as the judge and the warrior. Amen? The King of Kings, they see him. They see on his head many crowns, many victories. Amen? You know, I don't know that this is what that means, Brother Mike. But kings years ago, when they conquered a kingdom, took that crown. And it was always shown or represented, whether he was on his chariot, but it showed his conquering of his enemies. It showed his strength, that all enemies will fall before him. When you saw one coming and every nation that you knew about, their crown was hooked to that king, you might as well just give up. Not unless you thought you could win. His name is called the Word of God. The Word of God. I love that part, the Word of God. Listen, the Word speaks of his, again, truth, but his enduring forever, his being in the beginning, his being God himself. When it says he's the Word of, think of all the things. I mean, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. I mean, he is he that liveth and was dead. Behold, he's alive forevermore. He'll never die. He cannot die. He always has been. He's the Alpha, and he always will be. He's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The eternal Word of God. Amen. Thank God that he gave us himself in the volume of a book. Amen. He said, "Lo, I come in the volume of a book." Praise God. This is precious that you and I could take and look on him and see him for who he is. The armies which were in heaven followed him. Listen, that's not only angels, that's saints. The saints with him. That's those that were in great number. The voice of a great number. Crying out. That's saints of God. Armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse number 8, when he talked about in verse number 7, the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Now this army, What are they wearing? Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's us. We are identified with him. We are now glorified with him. We are like him. Listen, the church, we have not sin anymore. We are righteous through and through as he is because of him. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. What does the Bible talk about His Word? It's a sharp sword, a sharp two-edged sword. Amen? You can find Him speaking of that in Revelation 1:16, Isaiah 11:4, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, with the breath of His mouth. He'd call the host of heaven into being in Psalm 33:6. He could surely destroy the host of darkness with that same omnipotent word. The Bible says that He'll come back and He'll destroy them with the brightness of His coming. A sharp sword proceedeth out of His mouth. Amen? His Word. His Word. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written. He's on that horse. Look at that. Boy, get the picture of Him. Righteous King. King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen? On His vesture and on His thigh written, King of kings and Lord of lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying unto all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great enemies of Israel. And he binds Satan, and he binds him for 1,000 years. That's chapter 20. And in verse number 4, look what he said. Of chapter 20, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image. That was during the tribulation, people that refused to worship the beast, nor his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands. These were the martyrs. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So those that were martyred for the witness of Christ and for the word of God's sake, those that died during a tribulation period, that rejected Antichrist and rejected his mark and rejected the nations that came against Israel, they are resurrected. But the people that's been dead and in hell, they're going to stay dead. No use in getting them up until the great white throne judgment. That'll happen at the end of the 1,000-year reign. The 1,000 years of rest. That's that seventh day we're looking forward to. Amen. I'm glad that God reveals to us the soon coming, true sayings of God. The Lord God omnipotent, our Lord God, our Savior, Jesus. Amen. Faithful and true. Bless His name. I'm glad He's coming again. Amen. Let's all stand this evening. Bless your heart. I could go on and on and on. I'm telling you, this stuff excites me.